team, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to.
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there. But do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, Crispy Fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Milwaukee, Donald Trump's VP pick, Senator J.D. Vance, conducting a walkthrough at the Republican National Convention ahead of tonight's events. Security also heightened following the assassination attempt on Trump, and House lawmakers are now demanding answers.
In the wake of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, a congressional committee has called on several top administration officials, including Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, to testify next Tuesday. Chairman Mark Green of Texas said it's, quote, imperative that we partner to understand what went wrong and how Congress can work with the departments and agencies to ensure this never happens again. Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden back on the campaign trail today. He's in Las Vegas, where he's expected to call for a nationwide cap on rent increases. And a heat wave continuing to grip much of the country. Triple-digit temperatures expected to peak this week on the East Coast. This is ABC News. Today marks 25 years since John F. Kennedy Jr. was killed, along with his wife and her sister, when the single-engine plane crashed into the Atlantic Ocean.
John F. Kennedy Jr. was born 2 weeks after his father was elected president. He grew up as the heir to the Kennedys' Camelot. That story ended 25 years ago today when the single-engine plane he was piloting did not arrive as scheduled at Martha's Vineyard.
Kennedy was on board, John F. Kennedy Jr., along with his wife, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, and her sister.
The bodies of the three were found in the wreckage underwater July 21st. The NTSB concluded Kennedy likely became disoriented. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A Canadian World War II veteran celebrated his 100th birthday by doing something he hadn't done in a very long time. 80 years after Ed Marshall last jumped out of a plane, he did it again. He used his jump to donate the hospital for sick children in Toronto, Ontario. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. More activity at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee today. On Monday, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson brought forth a plea for unity after an assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Johnson spoke at the Wisconsin delegation's breakfast Monday morning.
So why are we divided? It's because you have political figures, you have political groups that are dividing us. Resist it. So I am hoping in the aftermath of this tragedy, and it sounds like this is what President Trump has every intention of doing, utilize this moment to catalyze Americans.
Johnson was joined by former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich at the Republican Party of Wisconsin's first official gathering. Johnson also recently spoke with Fox's Brett Baer about a chart on border security he put together that may have saved Donald Trump's life Saturday.
He liked it. Turned it over to his staff. They made a few changes in terms of graphics on that, but he used it that day. He's been using it ever since.
The former president told the New York Post he'd turned to look at the chart the moment a would-be assassin's bullet grazed his ear. One man was killed in the shooting at Trump's Pennsylvania rally, and two other people were injured. The UW La Crosse Faculty Committee recommends firing former Chancellor Joe Gao.
The committee recommends Gao be fired from his tenured teaching position. In December, Gao was fired as chancellor by the UW Board of Regents after he and his wife were found to be making online porn videos. In a report, the committee says Gao's most serious misconduct was his response to the discovery of the videos and his firing as chancellor. The report states Gao exploited his role as a La Crosse faculty member to generate more views and revenue off his pornographic content. Gao has called the report and its findings insubstantial to terminating him as faculty. The firing recommendation now goes to new UW La Crosse Chancellor James Beebe, who will decide whether to forward it to the full Board of Regents. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It's Christmas in July with the Dunn County Fair, July 24th through the 28th at the fairgrounds in Menominee. Enjoy all the fair food, fair rides, and of course, the farm animals. Plus, hear the roar of the engines with races at the Red Cedar Raceway in the grandstands at 7 o'clock on Thursday and Friday. Then it's the NTPA Regional National Truck and Tractor Pull Saturday nights at 7. It's the Dunn County Fair, July 24th through the 28th. At the fairgrounds in Menominee.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny and becoming quite comfortable today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. There's only a small chance of a few spotty showers or storms this afternoon, and after that, we stay dry the rest of the week and sun-splashed. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 78 degrees.
And welcome to AOA, Agriculture of America, as we broadcast live from our nation's capital here today for Corn Congress 2024. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, and we are with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association for two special episodes of the Monthly Grind today and tomorrow. Happy to be here once again for Corn Congress. We've done this the past couple of years and really looking forward to a lot of great conversations talking about the corn industry, policy priorities, new uses, sustainability, so many different things that we are going to be talking about here over the next two programs on AOA. And really excited to kick this show off here today. We're going to jump right in so we make sure we have time to talk about a lot of different things. Joining us first, Corn Board member from Colorado, board liaison to the NCBA. He's been a frequent guest on the show before. Troy Schneider's back with us. Troy, it's good to see you, my friend.
It's good to be with you, Jesse.
Thank you for joining us. And also with us here in this first segment, he is the VP of Sustainable Production for NCGA. Sean Arians is with us. Sean, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Look forward to the discussion, Jesse.
Well, let's start. And Troy, I will start with you here. It's, of course, every month, the first Wednesday, we do the Monthly Grind here on the show and really talk with NCGA's Market Development Action team members about different new uses for corn, sustainability, a lot of the work that you guys are doing behind the scenes. I mean, just talk about this partnership we've done now for a couple of years. It feels like it's always a great opportunity to talk about some of this work that you guys are doing with NCGA.
Well, there's so much that goes through market development here at the National Corn Growers Association, whether it's the new uses, whether it's animal ag, trade. You know, we've pursued sustainable aviation fuel. We've got some changes coming here at NCGA with our action teams, and that's going to be exciting news how we realign things. But this week, while we're in Washington, D.C., we're here for Corn Congress. And yeah, the last 2 years, we've sat down, we've visited about our goals, our priorities, trying to get that message back home to the to our fellow producers as to what we're here in Washington, D.C. for, you know, not only to visit the Hill, but also to set policy and priority at Corn Congress later this week.
Well, and thinking about those policy priorities, I know sustainability is a big one that I'm sure is being talked about here over the course of this week. And it looks a little different today. There's a lot of talk around climate smart agriculture, things like that. Sean, and why don't you talk about that a little bit? I mean, you know, what exactly, we hear this term climate smart agriculture. What is it, and what is NCGA doing to kind of push forward the overall sustainability of corn?
Yeah, Jesse, climate smart agriculture is kind of a buzzword. It's the new term. However, farmers across the country have been doing these practices for quite some time. And there's a list of about 80 of them or more that the USDA recognizes as climate smart ag practices. Some of those more common ones might be no-till, cover cropping, variable rate application of fertilizer applications. So those are all key to initiating this climate smart practices conversation. And really, as we think about this from a corn grower perspective, it's how can we have a seat at the table with our environmental NGOs that are maybe not so friendly to agriculture, but helping explain all of the work that we're doing as corn growers to advance the environmental or lessen the environmental impacts that we make in our operations. And then, as Troy alluded to with SAF, that's certainly the big topic of how are we going to have a seat at the table to advance ethanol demand, as well as thinking about our carbon intensity, greenhouse gas emissions. Those are all things that we're having conversations about with CPG companies, the bioeconomy, and how can we continue to influence and raise the bar for corn growers and the marketplaces that we can participate in.
Something interesting I want to ask you about, Sean. I think you could maybe expand on this. We hear a lot of these stories about corporate pledges, different certificates for sustainability. And I think sometimes a lot of farmers, they hear that and they like, what exactly is going on here? Can you maybe share some perspective on that?
Yes, there are certainly a lot of different commitments that have been made from a greenhouse gas reduction standpoint, or companies that are simply wanting to have a pay for practice, meaning if I put cover crops on my farm, a company is willing to pay me for that practice that I have adopted on my operation. So one of those opportunities for farmers to engage is certainly Farmers for Soil Health. That is a joint partnership with the United Soybean Board, as well as our friends over at Pork. So that's a great opportunity to pay for practice. Companies can purchase a certificate that will kind of bump up what you might get from the grant from Farmers for Soil Health. So that's just one example, and there will be many more as companies continue to make these pledges that want to understand how farmers are influencing and making a positive impact on the environment and the world we live in.
Troy, let's talk about this from a grower perspective a little bit. Some of these different new uses that are out there, SAF, of course, a big one that's being talked about a lot. I mean, what does this really do for overall corn grind? How does this impact farmers? I mean, give us a little bit of that grower perspective here.
Well, from a grower's perspective, you're always looking for a home run, but we also need to be looking for those base hits. We got, as John Linder said years ago, we got to keep moving the base runners forward. So with that, yeah, SAF may be a huge win if we can get this done and done right. But we also have to be looking at how do we improve our relations with the livestock industry? How do we make sure that they're moving more product, not only domestically, but overseas? Because, you know, take it back home to where I'm from in Colorado. The largest export we have in the state of Colorado is beef. Mm-hmm. So my corn may not necessarily go down the Mississippi River to the port of New Orleans, but my corn may walk across the border to Canada. But both of them are important. If we don't have one, it's going to affect somebody somewhere else. So you have to have both those. So every aspect is important. And when you're looking at the carryout that we have, every new use, every insight that we can find, plant those trees today, because that's where we're going down the road to use more and more corn.
I think about this, and we've used this term before, Troy. It's the economic sustainability of the corn industry in certain ways that maybe people might not think about. Like you mentioned, that corn may go you know, into the belly of an animal that is then, you know, exported somewhere else or, you know, eaten here on our grocery store shelves, things like that. There's a lot of different ways that corn has so many different uses that contributes to that economic sustainability, yeah. Right?
When I take my corn down to 4M feeders in Stratton, Colorado, to the feedlot or up to the ethanol plant in Yuma, I look at that feedlot and I see those guys out there feeding the cattle, the jobs they're producing. 4M feeders is the second largest employer in Kit Carson County. Mm-hmm. We have school districts that have 100 kids in them, K through 12 school districts. So with that being said, every job is important, and that's creating jobs, whether that cattle's being fed and consumed here or overseas. Same way with our ethanol plant. It's all about the jobs.
Yeah, it is. Well, we're going to continue our conversation surrounding sustainability, and we're going to talk a little bit about how market development fits together with sustainability coming up here in segment two. With that, Troy Schneider and Sean Arians with the NCGA. Thank you guys for joining us here on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next, we'll talk with Kenny Hartman, NCGA First Vice President, and Chad Epler, MDAT Vice Chair, next on AOA. Join us every Tuesday for Around the Table, brought to you by CHS, as we examine how the modern cooperative system solves today's biggest challenges. We'll be talking to CHS experts and farmers and ranchers just like you, and we'll learn how cooperatives apply innovation and technology to help co-op owners get more value every day. Join us Around the Table every Tuesday, or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more. We have some exciting news to share. The National Corn Growers Association, along with AOA, are heading back to Washington, D.C. for the monthly grind. Tune in on Tuesday, July 18th, for our special year anniversary episode. I'll be broadcasting live from Corn Congress in Washington, D.C., and we'll be reflecting on the year and what's ahead, along with current priorities of NCGA's Market Development Action Team. Make sure to listen to AOA on Tuesday, July 18th. It's a show you don't want to miss.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993.
Postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And we continue with our special episode of the Monthly Grind live from Corn Congress 2024 in Washington, D.C. with the National Corn Growers Association. We're talking a lot about sustainability, and right now we want to talk about how market development and demand fits in with NCGA sustainability priorities and more. Joining us for a conversation, Chad Epler, the MDAT Vice Chair from Kansas. Chad, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jesse.
And also joining us, he is the NCGA First Vice President from Illinois, Kenny Hartman. Kenny, welcome to AOA. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you. Excited to be here.
Well, Kenny, I'll start with you. We've been talking about how sustainability and market development fit together. We kind of set that up in the first segment with Troy and Sean. I mean, what are some ways, in your perspective, that NCGA has kind of worked across the industry to help advance sustainability?
Well, NCGA takes an active role representing the feed sector in several roundtables that we bring companies and producers together with our animal ag customers. You know, we work with the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. We work with the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Poultry and Egg. And we're partners with the National Pork Board on different studies. Our work doesn't just stop with the animal ag partnerships. Ongoing collaboration with the U.S. Grains Council, which is our export arm, on their Corn Sustainability Assurance Protocol, which is a tool for exporting to our customers overseas, and attend meetings spanning from, you know, sustainability aviation fuel, which has been a new exciting product coming on, new uses, and then biofuels. So many opportunities that they can offset the base products with the corn derivative solutions better than for the plants. Planet and air quality and energy independence. I mean, frankly, anything that you do with a petroleum product, you can do with corn.
Mm-hmm. I think about this, Kenny. We can't do this alone. That's why we have all of these different partnerships to try and keep, you know, moving the ball forward. We kind of alluded to that in the first segment. It comes down to it. We got to work together to continue to advance agriculture, right?
It's all about building relationships, working together. And I mean, basically, these people are our customers. So we got to work with the customers and see what they need and what they want so they can help sell their products.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk about this from the demand perspective. Chad, let's bring this in here. Why is it so important as we try to build these partnerships and work together? You know, why do we have to make sure we get it right from the demand perspective?
Well, I think about new trucks and I think about old trucks. And so if we have a car lot full of new trucks, people are going to want to come look at them. They may be more interested in those than the ones with the old trucks. Now, I know there's people that love the old trucks, but a lot more people will buy the new trucks because they're shiny, they're new, they smell mm-hmm. good. And so if we have our high quality corn product, which is the highest quality corn in the world, if we have it out front as that shiny, you know, piece out there, and people really want they want that corn from America because it looks good, it's sustainable. And that's how we're tying this in, because the more people that want our corn, that's good for farmers, and that's good for us.
Yes, it's very good for us. And I know that's a lot of the work that MDAT does as well. I mean, I know you can talk a little more specifically about that and all these strategic partnerships. I mean, this is what you guys are doing with the Market Development Action Team each and every day, isn't it, Chad?
Absolutely. We have to work hand in hand. It's just not one partner or the other. We have to all come together, because our goal is to grind corn. Our goal is to move corn. And like what Troy was talking about in the first segment, it doesn't matter if we move our corn, you know, via kernel. It could be on the hoof. It could be poultry. It could be pork. However, we can move corn grind. That's what we want to do. And so it takes all of us together, working together, to reach that common goal.
Well, I think about this, and we mentioned the term economic sustainability of corn in the first segment. And thinking about the demand perspective, whether it's exports or whether it's domestic demand, I think this is an interesting thing we could talk about here. Piece demand is consumers. And I think a lot of consumers want to know where their food comes from. How is their food grown? Sometimes a naive consumer might just think, oh, my food comes from the grocery store. Well, that's not exactly how it works. Right, Chad?
Absolutely. And what you just said brings me back to my ag teaching days and standing in a classroom with 30 seventh and eighth graders, and you ask them how many of you are involved in agriculture, and you get about three hands. Now, remember, I'm in Kansas, and you get three hands out of 30 that say they're involved in agriculture. Well, what we want to make sure that not only our kids at home, people across the country, they know how corn is grown, and they know that, hey, this is American corn, so it's grown this way. It's grown sustainably. So it's crucial. Farmers make up less than 2% of the population, and that number is getting smaller. So we have to do more with less and make sure we educate the public along the way.
Very true. Kenny, let's talk a little bit about ethanol and sustainability. Obviously, ethanol has been such a huge boom for the corn industry now for many, many years. And a lot of talk about sustainable aviation fuel, of course, as well. But ethanol still remains a very viable portion of the economic sustainability of the corn industry, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, a third of our corn goes into ethanol every year. And, you know, it's just environmentally friendly. It's good for the consumer because it's cheaper. It's environmentally friendly because of it's made from corn instead of a petroleum product. I mean, it's just a win-win. And, you know, we're doing more and more things. And when it comes to on the farm with precision agriculture, cover crops, working on, you know, no-till. And a lot of this is because of the technology that's brought forth. And this technology keeps making us more and more sustainable.
Yeah, and talk about some of those practices. You mentioned, you know, precision ag and no-till cover cropping, all these different things that especially, you know, could go into some of these climate smart ag practices that we're really talking about. I mean, give us some perspective from your farm and some of the things that you're doing in Illinois, because I know, you know, compared to, say, Kansas, where Chad's at, some things can be the same, but there's also some differences, of course, as well.
Well, I look at many years ago, I mean, we tried no-tilling corn and it didn't necessarily work the best because we were experimenting and working with different things. Well, now with the new technology, with the planters, the new technology that we've had with new chemical products, the biotechnology that we can do, we can do no-till much, much better and much easier. And it's friendly for the environment. It basically, you know, you don't have the soil erosion. You don't have the issues you have with no-till as far as going over the field, you know, many times versus just one time over. Same way with cover crops. I mean, you start putting cover crops out there, it's environmentally friendly as far as helping soil erosion. It also keeps that nitrogen in the ground versus ending up in places we don't like to hear that.
Yeah. Chad, from your perspective, some of these sustainable practices as well, like I mentioned, compared to Illinois, Kansas, there's some differences there.
There are some differences. I think back to the stories that my granddad used to tell about taking the plow out to the field. And when he would leave grandma, that he was gone for the day. And, you know, if he could plow 30 acres in a day, he was pretty excited about it. And so the how far we've come now, especially on our farm, we go from plowing every acre to now every 2 years we're tilling the soil. And that's it. So after our corn is harvested, we're going to go right back in and we're going to drill the wheat right into the corn stalks. And then when we harvest the wheat the next year, we're going to put those double crop beans right back in. So we want to make sure that all those nutrients stay right there, stay in the ground, because they're going to be needed for the next one that's coming.
Well, as we, again, continue to think about advancing how we grow corn and all the different new technologies and et cetera, that go into our practices on the farm, as we kind of wrap up this segment and think about that relationship between sustainability, demand, et cetera. Kenny, what would you want to leave folks listening in today with? What would you want to reiterate to them on the work that our nation's corn farmers are doing?
Well, one of the things that I hope people understand is, I mean, every year we have new technology, every year we have new products coming out. And because of all these new products, new technology that's coming out, we're just getting more and more efficient, which makes us more and more sustainable. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's basically, I think, what the customer wants and wants to hear. So that's what we're doing. And I mean, it's multiplying faster and faster all the time because of the way technology is. I mean, what comes with GPS, computers, and what's on the equipment.
Chad, final thoughts from you.
Yeah, we have the highest quality corn in the world. It is sustainable, affordable, abundant, and it is commercially ready to roll.
That's what it's all about, too. And that's what folks need to remember, is that we have such a high quality product that our corn growers grow right here in the U.S. Got about 30 seconds, gentlemen. How is the corn crop looking, Chad? Kansas, looking all right?
It's looking all right, especially in the southeast corner.
All right. Kenny, how about in Illinois?
We've had some challenges. I know we farm some along the Mississippi River, and some of the extra rains has caused some flooding, but overall we're doing pretty good.
So. All right. Well, good to hear. Good to hear. We'll see how that crop finishes out, and I'm sure we're talking to both of you again down the road. For now, though, thank you both for joining us here on AOA. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kenny Hartman, the NCGA First Vice President from Illinois, and Chad Epler, the MDAT Vice Chair from Kansas, with us here on AOA. We're going to continue. We will have more from Corn Congress 2024 here in Washington, D.C. on the way right after this on AOA.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
We're listening to...
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Milk markets were higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 9 to 1978, September up 3 to 2029, October up 18 to 2048, November milk up 2 at 1995. Cattle markets, live cattle markets higher across the board. Feeder cattle mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month due to some of the strength in the grain markets today, but the rest of the complex was continuing to watch the cash markets. Now, no cash cattle trade has developed. Box beef prices were trading a bit mixed, but it wasn't enough to have prices go lower. But the trade really didn't go all in the market either. Hog markets moved mostly higher as pork cutout values jumped due to strength in ham markets as they went up a whopping $7.32 on the day, and that helped to support the prices. August live cattle up 55 cents to $182.67. August feeder cattle down 15 cents to $258.62. August hogs up $2.85 to $91.27. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans mostly higher on the day. Now, there was some damaging storms that moved through the central corn belt, along with heavily oversold conditions, helping to support corn and beans today. Wheat markets mostly lower. The wheat harvest continues in the northern hemisphere. That provided some pressure to the market. New crop corn up 4.5 to 408 and 3/4. New crop beans up 3.25 to 1043 and a quarter. September wheat down 1.75.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And we continue our special coverage from Corn Congress 2024 in Washington, D.C. Welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Jesse Allen with you here. It's a special episode today and tomorrow of the monthly grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We're talking a lot about sustainability, different policy priorities, and so much more here today and tomorrow on the program. Joining us now for this segment, happy to have both of them with us. First, Denny Vinacotter, the Market Development Action Team Chair from Ohio. Denny, good to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
And also with us for this segment, he is the President of the NCGA from Minnesota, Harold Woolley. Harold, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jesse.
Let's start. And Denny, I'll bring this to you first. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, where some of the dollars kind of meet the road for producers, so to speak. And we'll kind of tie this in with policy here in a second with Harold. But I mean, talk about some of this work that NCGA is doing and how this picture kind of comes together a little bit.
Well, you know, the producer is being asked to make a lot of changes on their farm. And change comes with a cost once in a while. And so that's what we're advocating for is, you know, we need a little bit of money to help make these changes and that. So we advocate for that. And it's important to remember what might work on my farm in Ohio is totally different than Harold's in Minnesota, Chad's in Kansas. I mean, they're sometimes taking too broad of approach to this, that what works on one farm works on everybody's farm, and it don't. So that's what we're asking for is like a lot of, there's 80 different practices. You know, pick and choose what works for you, what can help you lower your CI score, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So,
well, of course, a lot of these practices tied in with sustainable aviation fuel and carbon intensity, the CI score that you mentioned there, and kind of this one size fits all approach doesn't necessarily work. And so, Harold, let's talk about this a little bit. I know we had the 40B tax credit here a few months ago, of course, that was, you know, a little late to the ball game. Now we're waiting on 45Z. That's supposed to take effect January of 2025. But again, here we have some of these issues that I know you guys have been talking about at NCGA, that this one-size-fits-all approach doesn't quite work for everybody.
You're exactly right, Jesse. You know, with the 40B tax credit, Treasury Department, that because this is a tax credit, the Treasury Department is developing the rules that govern it. And with 40B, they came out with the guidance that farmers needed to do three practices: cover crops, no-till, and enhanced efficiency fertilizers in order to be eligible for their corn to be eligible as a low carbon feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel. And in reality, there's only about 4% of the corn farmers in the nation that use all three of those practices right now. Mm-hmm. So they really limited who was going to be eligible for this program. And so when you start thinking about it, you know, the ethanol producers are scattered around the countryside, and we really don't know where these 4% of farmers are. So it's not a program that's working very well.
And I know that's part of the concern to NCGA and corn growers and a lot of other members of the ag industry as well. As we think about these feedstocks for sustainable aviation fuel, it's tough to make it work when someone's already disqualified before they even start, so to speak.
Absolutely. And we can change that. You know, they have not come out with the regulations for the 45Z tax credit yet. And so their Treasury is working on that, and we're working to develop the relationships with those folks in Treasury who will be making those decisions. So we need some flexibility in the program so that different farmers, as Denny said, in different areas of the country can intensively manage their own farms in the way that they need to and still use the practices that are going to qualify them for this tax credit.
Well, and Denny, talk about this a little bit, because if we can get this right, of course, I know from, you know, MDAT's perspective, the work you guys are doing here, you know, more broadly with NCGA, it's that obviously sustainable aviation fuel is such a great opportunity here for, you know, we talk about economic sustainability of corn, new uses, things like that. There's so much opportunity here if we can get this right.
Yeah, so we're just trying to grow this new market so we grind more corn. And that's the main goal, is, you know, to essentially turn ethanol into sustainable aviation fuel, grind more corn through that process, and just get farmers to get on board. And like Harold says, we need to have flexibility in this whole process, is to get more farmers, get their corn qualified, to get to, so we can get more corn ground. And you know, you think about it, it's like, if we don't help this process along to get more corn grind, what are we going to do with the pile of corn we have?
Mm-hmm. Very, very true. Very, very true. Well, and I know as well, and I mentioned this, a lot of work together with various ag groups. I know, Harold, it's not just NCGA talking about this, but a lot of industry partners, you guys are working with them as well to talk to Treasury, to talk to USDA, folks at EPA, things like that, all the different agencies who, you know, have their voices being heard, so to speak.
I wish that the agencies and Congress would come to corn growers and then accept exactly what we tell them. But that's not the way it works. Mm-hmm. We need to have everybody in agriculture working together in the same direction in order to be achieved.
Definitely. Well, let's talk about this, too. I mean, we think about the amount of corn and the amount of, you know, economically, you know, the amount of great corn that we grow here in this country. We think about carryout stocks. We need this demand. I mean, we're talking, we got a 2 billion bushel carryout right now. So we have all of this corn. We got to find new uses for it. And I know that a lot of the projections in the markets as well, if we can get sustainable aviation fuel right, it's going to be such a huge demand boost for the corn industry, isn't it, Denny?
Yeah, it's a huge demand boost. We have ample supply. It's not like we don't have enough supply to have this new use come on board in that. So, yeah, I mean, it is a great new opportunity for us as corn growers. You know, we're always looking for opportunities, and this is just a big new one on the block.
Harold, thinking about the differences between 40B, what we could see with 45Z, what were some of the good things out of 40B that we want to hopefully see continued in 45Z?
Well, I think Treasury recognized that corn can be a low carbon feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel. That's the overriding thing that I think came from 40B. You know, and so the practices that, you know, both cover crops and no-till can help. And I'm not sure exactly what all their definition of enhanced fertilizer is, green energy. There's several different examples. I know there's electricity generated with a windmill that is used to manufacture anhydrous. That's one example. So we have a variety of different practices that will help our corn achieve a lower carbon score.
When we think about that as well, this is another thing too that I should probably bring up, is that some of the record-keeping requirements that they've proposed out there as well. I mean, let's talk about that, because I know that's a sticking point for a lot of folks. Harold, you talk about that first. I mean, if we got to add to all of this, you know, record-keeping, that just adds another layer that we don't necessarily need.
Exactly. We need to be efficient down on our farms. And, you know, you need to do the practice, and then you need to have the practice verified. And so there's a whole host of issues here. Who's going to do the verification? How is all that going to work? What are going to be the record keeping requirements? None of that is set out yet.
Denny, your thoughts on that? I mean, record keeping, does it feel like, obviously there has to be some sort of record keeping, but to what extent, right?
Yeah. Sometimes when I was younger, we got to drive a tractor and plant corn once in a while. Sometimes I sometimes I feel like that's all I'm doing anymore is record keeping between spray records and all these records. But yeah, like Harold said, it needs to be simplified. I mean, there needs to be some record keeping, but make it simple for us. I mean, that's the main, I guess, message, that it doesn't need to be complicated.
Well, and let's kind of, with that take-home message, obviously this week, Harold, you guys are here in D.C., you're on Capitol Hill, you're talking with lawmakers and officials from the administration, et cetera, and as we try to figure out this whole 45Z picture, I mean, what's the big take-home message you want growers who are listening in to know that you guys are doing here this week with NCGA?
Well, we're trying to develop the relationships with those agency folks so that we can emphasize to them the need for flexibility, that the bundling that was required in 40B is not going to work for very many producers. You know, if you're going to be very strict in the requirements for this program, there just aren't going to be enough folks that will qualify.
Yeah. Yeah. I echo the same thing that Harold says. It needs to be flexible. Like Harold said, there was only a small percentage of them that did all three of them. No, I might do two of them on my farm, but that don't qualify. Mm-hmm. We need to have a little more flexibility, more options to work with.
A lot of things ahead of us as we figure out sustainable aviation fuel, but I have no doubt we will get it figured out in a way that works for as many people as possible. With that, Harold Woolley, NCGA President, and Denny Vinacotter, MDAT Chair from Ohio, thank you both for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, we're not done. Coming up next, we will wrap up the show here from Corn Congress. We'll talk with Jed Bauer and Tom Hagg from NCGA next on AOA.
Hi. Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you got the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats, too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Emily Peterson, a regional sales manager for animal nutrition with CHS. She will discuss livestock industry trends. Emily, what are the current consumer protein trends in the meat industry?
There was a big beef tracker survey done back in 2023. And as a beef producer, it was exciting to see, you know, consumer preference is trending really high at 70%. Uniquely enough, chicken was at 83%, pork at 46%, fish and seafood at 41%, and meat alternatives at 25%.
Alternative meats have been a hot topic in the protein industry over the last few years. What is the current consumer perception of alternative meats, and how is that influencing purchasing behaviors?
So looking at some of the information from a consumer beef tracker done by the Beef Checkoff, consumer preference for meat alternatives was actually only around 5% as their top protein of choice, which leads me to kind of believe that our animal proteins are performing strong in terms of consumer preference. You know, everyone loves the great taste that beef, chicken, and pork all provide.
Focusing on beef protein specifically, what are future consumption projections of consumers?
So looking at beef specifically, a majority of consumers are looking at kind of keeping their consumption the same going into this year and looking at the tail end of 2023. Some of the other impacts driving consumer purchasing outside of price is looking for healthier options, which is kind of one thing I'm really passionate about. You know, beef and all of our animal proteins are great sources of high protein. It's healthy protein.
Thank you for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA, live from Corn Congress 2024 in Washington, D.C., our special episode of the monthly grind. We are getting close to wrapping up the program, but before we go, we want to kind of put a bow on our discussion today. We've been talking a lot about sustainability and market development and demand and some of the different ways they all intersect here with NCGA and their market development action team. Joining us now to finish out the show, NCGA chairman from Minnesota, Tom Hagg. Tom, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Jesse. Thanks.
And also joining us here today on the show, it is first time for Jed Bauer, NCGA's incoming first vice president from Ohio. Jed, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jesse. Looking forward to it.
Let's start just real quick. How are the crops looking, Tom, Minnesota-wise? I know parts of the state have had the challenges with flooding. How are things in your neck of the woods?
My neck of the woods, not like we did in southern Minnesota, but everything in the draws and lower ground is 2 feet tall. It just, the oxygen wasn't there. The ground was a little wet and compacted or whatever. It just didn't grow. The other parts of the field are great, but we're okay, but it's not going to be like a crop we've had the last few years.
Okay. Well, in contrast to that, I know the Eastern Corn Belt's been looking fairly good. Jed, how's your part of Ohio?
You know, in our area, it's definitely not last year where we come off a record. We've been a little dry, trying to live on a tenth a week here for a while, but some good news ahead. You know, as we're out here working in D.C., back home, we are getting some showers, getting a little relief. So that's great news.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Still got a ways to go, but hopefully we can cross the finish line with a decent crop. Hopefully things can improve a little bit in Minnesota there as we work through the rest of July and through August, et cetera. Well, gentlemen, let's kind of wrap this up today. We've been talking a lot about strategic partnerships. Corn growers, NCGA, we can't do it alone. That's why we have a lot of these great partnerships with animal ag and other industry partners, et cetera, as we explore all these different uses for corn, not just ethanol, and not just going into food, but obviously animal ag, sustainable aviation fuel benefits here that are upcoming, things like that. I mean, Tom, your perspective on all these strategic partnerships we have.
Well, it just goes to show that, you know, you have to have these relationships with these other groups because we can't be out there and boat all by ourselves. We got to be in that, we'll call it now the cornfield with our constituents to help see what we're doing and to make sure that, you know, they understand what the corn farmer goes through and the practices that he's using now compared to years ago is how much better it is.
Yeah. Jed, your perspective on that, all these partnerships that we have.
You know, it's something we have to have. I always like to take it back to the farm and you look at it. You can't do it by yourself. You need partnerships. You need advisors. And here at NCGA, we work with so many other organizations to help move corn for our farmers back home. And it's highly important. You know, we can't be experts in every field on the farm. And that's why we have these partnerships here and NCGA working forth to move our piles.
And it's, of course, it's all about, like we've alluded to as well, pushing things forward, looking into the future, mm-hmm. and not staying complacent and just continue to do the same things over and over, because as we know, the world is evolving and the corn industry and agriculture is evolving as well, isn't it?
Exactly right, Jesse. And, you know, just from the conversation we had here this past hour, all of what market development team is doing to get this information out, and the team is getting that information out to the consumers, and that is the big positive thing.
Yeah. Jed, your thoughts on that?
Oh, Tom's certainly correct in that aspect. It's amazing what the American farmer, corn farmer, is doing, grazing corn with less and telling that story of sustainability and how we're doing so much with so little compared to what we did 20 years ago. Yeah. And getting that story not only across the United States but around the world to our end users.
Well, not only getting that story out there, but we also, I know, with NCGA, want to make sure that all corn grower members' voices are heard. So let's talk about that a little bit. How can folks get engaged? I'm sure, you know, online, ncga.com, things like that. Talking with folks like you who are leaders on NCGA, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, give us some perspective on that and what you want to see from fellow corn growers.
Ask questions. You know, get online. We have a great website. There's options to get engaged there. You know, be a member. And as you do that, talk to your state organizations, get involved, and you'll work your way up. I mean, it's a great organization. We fight every day for corn farmers. And the more people we have pushing those voices forward, the stronger we'll be united.
Well, and Tom, I think about this too, having those voices heard, especially here in Washington, D.C. I know on tomorrow's program, we're going to talk about some of the farm bill issues and the recent SCOTUS decisions and things like that. There's obviously a lot of issues out there that we need to have our voices heard on, right?
That's exactly right. You know, when we go to the Hill, a lot of the politicians will say, well, how big is your membership? Well, when we can say we're about 40,000 members, that's something serious to them that there's a lot of corn farmers there that, you know, that are serious that want to get that information back to that politician. So by being a member, like Jed just said, get in touch with your state. And, you know, the more people we have, the better off we are. And, you know, if we're not at the plate, we're on the plate.
Yeah. And we can't take a swing if we're not at the plate. That's exactly, you know, to use another analogy. Well, and I think about it, too. And obviously, is it? Your farm bill has been such a hot topic. And I know, Tom, you've worked on farm bill a lot. And it's just, you know, that's something, again, we're going to talk about more tomorrow. But that's just one big issue that's out there that we need to have our voices heard on, right?
That's exactly right. You know, and the conditions that we're going through as corn farmers this year, it's very important that we have a strong farm bill with a strong crop insurance there. So, I mean, it's all adding up, you know, when it's, mm-hmm. when times are going good. You don't really need that farm bill, but boy, when times are tough like we are right now, that comes in very important.
Definitely. And Jed, of course, I know there's issues like farm bill and some of the others I alluded to. A lot of things that we got to have work done on, right?
Oh, you're exactly right there, Jesse. And as Tom was saying, I mean, things are getting tough in rural America, and we need the certainty with this farm bill. And it's really frustrating that we can't come to an agreement and have dialogue, some common sense dialogue. And hopefully we'll get something done here this week and push this over the line.
Well, we're going to talk more about that tomorrow, but we're out of time today. With that, Jed Bauer, Tom Hagg from the National Corn Growers Association, thank you both for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be back tomorrow with another special episode of the Monthly Grind live from Corn Congress in Washington, D.C. For now, though, I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
We have some exciting news to share. The National Corn Growers Association, along with AOA, are heading back to Washington, D.C. for the monthly grind. Tune in on Tuesday, July 18th for our special year anniversary episode. I'll be broadcasting live from Corn Congress in Washington, D.C., and we'll be reflecting on the year and what's ahead, along with current priorities of NCGA's Market Development Action Team. Make sure to listen to AOA on Tuesday, July 18th. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
If you miss an episode of Market Talk, you can listen back to the show anytime. Just search for Market Talk on your podcast platform of choice, and you can hear past episodes of the program on demand.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider.